You are listening to Katie and Kay's Express Yourself, our Friday afternoon arts show. And right now, arts feels all things fashion show. So with that in mind, I've got another pair of designers joining me in the studio right now. Maria and Delia. Yes.
Yes.
Ha ha. Perfect. I got it. Yay. Thank you guys so much for joining me.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Can you talk a little bit about your lines? I feel like backstage, I'm looking at a monitor as a model, and I'm like, oh my God, everybody looks so amazing, but it's really dark backstage. I can't really make anything out. And I've heard like nothing but amazing things. People gush about your line. And I feel like I haven't really gotten a chance to acquaint myself.
Oh, thank you so much. It's actually not lines, it's a line. It's mm-hmm. our collaboration. Mm-hmm. And it's a very first collaboration for me.
Yeah, it's my first collaboration with fashion, for sure. So it was definitely an interesting process. But yeah, I actually, it's kind of hard to say where it kind of came from. We both just looked through our fabrics because you're supposed to use upcycled materials. Mm-hmm. And we went through our fabrics and kind of compiled both of them and saw what we had that would work together. And we had a lot of navy and we really wanted to use upcycled materials and not spend too much money. And so we kind of just went with that. I feel like that's kind of where it started. I don't know. For some reason, we weren't prepared for very simple questions today. I think we're both really tired.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Like, every, you know, if I go out afterward for even like, you know, just one wind down, I'm like, oh, wait, it's last call already. Oh, because it's already 11 o'clock. It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. So our last guests, you know, this was their first go of it. Mm-hmm. That is not the case with you all. You are experienced designers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. And as I just learned, Maria, even award-winning, I did not know until you walked in this studio that the fashion show is judged. Thanks for that, by the way. Now I'm nervous.
And Zina is award-winning too. Yes.
Really?
Wow. We
last year was pretty awesome because we sew with one other woman. We've sewn together now for, this is our third year. Mm. And we've kind of created this nice little collective, and we call it Studio Ra Ra now, and it's with Laura Stover, Maria Rodina, and myself, Delia Bolster. And yeah, last year was really amazing because we all won. Maria won best overall, and then Laura and I tied for most fashionable, and it was just like really great that we all worked together and we can kind of, I don't know.
And we had a chance to celebrate together.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I can imagine the vibes were great. Nice. So, okay. So there's going to be an announcement at some point, probably Saturday.
It's the end of the show on Saturday. Okay. Yeah. After the show.
Yes. Usually our official announcement comes in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which newspaper. But yeah, you can usually read it on Facebook, on Carbondale Arts page.
There's an announcement at the show as well.
Yeah, but it's usually when everybody's gone. So you should stay on Saturday night.
That's good to know. As somebody who writes for one of those newspapers, I feel like I should be in the know on so many more things than I am.
There's a lot going on.
So you've kind of created this collective, but this is an official collaboration, just the two of you.
Yeah.
That has to be simultaneously so much fun to have somebody to bounce ideas off of and all that jazz. But also to go from, no, this has always been my thing, to suddenly collaborating.
Yeah.
There has to be hiccups, right? Especially with something with artistic vision like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that would be putting it minimally. But I think that, you know, I think that we both just appreciate each other so much and appreciate so much what each other does that I at least was like very thankful to have this opportunity to collaborate and learn. And I think that it's really is difficult creatively to it's such a part of your heart and soul, you know, whatever you produce and create. And so it's definitely hard to share that and figure out ways through that. But I think we've discovered some ways through the process and also would change things in the future. But yeah.
Sure.
So for me, I think this collection this year is the best that I ever had.
Oh.
So visually, it's so
consistent.
It's so beautiful. I think it combines something that I would never create on my on my own.
I keep making things and being like, who made this? Like, what is this? Yes. And I think both of us are like making things and we're like, that's not me, but that's something. And I just made it. So we just made it.
I loved it. Yeah. I mean, maybe I didn't love the process sometimes because I think I'm personally not a very good person to collaborate with. I have very, very strong opinion on what I want to do, how I want to do it.
Very strong.
And exactly how I want to do it. So I think it was mostly difficult for Dilia to find compromise, but Dilia is very good at finding compromise. And I think we mostly collaborated in a way that I have a lot of technical skill and knowledge of how to sew. But what Dilia knows, she picks up on young trends and on very, I don't know, something that I will not see, but she can see it and she can feel it. And I'm this old lady.
Not even remotely true.
Not even remotely true.
I mean, inside myself. So I really like everything very classic, modest. Yeah. Not modest, but kind of old style, like classic. 50s, 60s, classic.
Yeah.
So that was a challenge.
Funny, somebody asked me when they noticed that we collaborated, they're like, oh, do you guys have similar aesthetics? And I was like,
not
no,
even remotely.
Not remotely. But we did it and we made something.
Well, and they say iron sharpens iron, right? You get two very strong, core talented people and you put them together and you both
they say that
they do they okay. do that's an actual adage, at least I think so.
And it was also interesting in how many ways we collaborated, because some pieces in collection almost fully created by Dilia, some by me, some combined our ideas in a way that Dilia came up 100% with design and I made them because I have like some skills that maybe you just wouldn't do, but design is fully Dilia's. And there was some other way
for the collaborator.
And some pieces were just collective design, collective creating. So it was really interesting.
That's great. Well, and I suppose one of the other things that maybe you did think about it because you are more experienced with the fashion show in general, so you fully understand the time commitment, but you're signing up not only to share a creative vision, but you're also signing up to spend a lot of time together.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We've spent a lot of time together, though.
That's
good. Yeah. We just spend a lot of time together. So that was, but I think more so it is a huge commitment, and I think it's, you know, it's something where you can put so much time and effort into it and somehow you still get so much out of it. And I think that's a lot to do with Carbondale Arts and what they put into it and how they make it into, you know, a community event that is really Absolutely. Meaningful. And so, it is a huge commitment, but you do get a lot out of it for sure.
Yeah, I'm officially sucked in after last night.
Yeah.
Speaking of last night, were you both able to go last night? Were you at the preview?
Yeah.
I know you were.
I was modeling.
Oh. Of course you were. It's like so dark and I'm still just like, what, where? Like, are you guys happy with how it's turned out?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Laura Stover, again, who we sew with, but she works for Carbondale Arts. Her projection mappings are just incredible. The dance numbers are incredible. Just the models and all of the power that they bring it's mind-blowing. And it honestly, like, will probably make me cry every single night.
Oh, yeah. I haven't cried yet, but Amy almost got me last night. And I was like, okay. Amy, we both have, like, we all have makeup on. What are you doing to us? That's great. Very cool. What do you think is your biggest takeaway in terms of this year's experience and doing it as a collaboration, which is such a new way for both of you, right? Even though you're both seasoned designers.
I think we're still processing it, honestly. I go through with every single line that I've done. This is kind of the point in which I hate it. And so I think that it, you know, there's a point where I love it and then you make it and then you kind of hate it and then you really hate it. And then like you give yourself some distance and you're like, oh no, there were some things in there that I did like. So I'm in the hate it stage right now. Like I'm proud of what we did.
Sure.
Very proud.
Sure.
But it's just strange. At least for me, the creative process is always strange and personal and I think we're both just kind of, we're going to need some time to process it all.
I personally have my takeaways from it. Yeah. I think I just love the result that we are having with this collection. I think it's most consistent, most sellable, most marketable things that I've got over years. Because with previous years, it's almost I'm making a lot of clothes that I don't know what to do with after the show. Sure. But this one, I look at each one of them and I know that I can wear them. I want them. Delia wants them. Everybody wants them. So it's just, they all beautiful. They're beautiful together. They're beautiful on their own and they mixable and interchangeable.
I will say that one thing that I've been sewing now with Maria for 3 years, as I mentioned, and one thing that she's instilled in me is that just kind of the beauty of details. And so if anybody is backstage, I recommend going and looking at some of our pieces because just the finishes, which is all the insides of the clothing, are really beautiful and
gorgeous.
Yes. And that's something that you don't see very often.
Awesome. Well, on that note, thank you both so, so much for joining me. I cannot wait for tonight. And thank you for your beautiful work and contributions to the show.
Thank you for inviting.
Thank you for your
Of course. Thanks for joining.